RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
In light of Orlando, and you know I'm very passionate about gun violence, and we do a show for the, you know, American Academy of Pediatrics every Wednesday, and we talk about guns in the home and gun violence, and I'm going to read you some statistics here today. There are more than 310 million guns in circulation in the United States, approximately 90 guns for every 100 people. That's unbelievable. In 2013, 1,600, almost 1,700 children died by gunshot, and an additional 9,000 were injured. The emergency department visits for non-fatal assault injury places youth at a 40% higher risk for subsequent firearm injuries. Among suicide victims requiring hospital treatment, suicide attempts with a firearm are much more deadly than attempts by jumping or drug poisoning. If there is a gun in the house, it's much more easy to take that final step if you're somebody that is inclined to do that. 90% die compared to 34% and 2% respectively. So, you know, if you have drugs in the home that children take, or if something jumping, whatever it is, they're much less likely to die than if there is a gun in the home. I just don't understand it. People don't keep their guns locked. The vast majority of accidental firearm deaths among children are related to child access to firearms, either self-inflicted or at the hands of another child. That is a sobering and nasty statistic to hear. Studies have shown that states with cap laws have a lower rate of unintentional death than states without them. Domestic violence is much more likely to turn deadly with a gun in the home. An abusive partner's access to a firearm increases the risk of homicide eightfold for women in a physically abusive relationship. Seriously, domestic violence is more likely to turn deadly. We know that these statistics are right. We keep hearing these statistics, and yet you get into these pointless political arguments with people about why they should be allowed to keep guns in their home unlocked and right out, or carry them around with them. And I don't personally understand. If you have something you can add to this, please email me, melanie@radiomd.com, because I'd be willing to hear it. But really, when you think about our children, it's all about the safety of our children. And homes with guns in them are more likely to have accidents with children and even death. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.